You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Have done things can be taken.
Other people?
Oh, I mean, chances are we're unprofessional.
It gives it
on guard. So, this is the fourth part today. We're about to speak to Tim Watson Munro because he's topical, and we had a false start because we shouldn't have talked over the music if we want to play it elsewhere. And we've spoken to Eddie. So this will be short because you're on a time frame. Having said that you'd come in, you got to go to work, have you?
You know, most podcasts, as I said, are probably, you know, half an hour or so because that's the attention span of the average person.
Oh, that's the only thing.
But I'm loving the fact that this goes for as long as you want it to.
Yeah, but most podcasts, they've only got a single-minded topic like sport or holding the man or kicking the ball out on the full or just one topic. They don't have a range of things
that piss
people off.
All about sport, wasn't it? You know, do you ever talk about theatre on this program?
Arts? Well, hang on, Heidi.
I'm asking, it's a question.
Well, I'm about to give you an answer. I bring things here that tick me off or that interest me.
Yes.
Because that's what I do. But the reason that we have you two there not just painted on the wall or the people that sit opposite.
That's me and Paul Dash Ivan.
We'd like you to bring, if you had something about the arts, we'd be delighted to hear about it. But that's not my particular area.
It's not your bailiwick?
Not my purview. My purview, I think, is the word.
Okay.
But I'm happy to. What about the arts? You got anything?
No. Right, it was a question.
Yeah, well, that's
right. We'll launch into sport then.
Here's some light, and we'll read out some things that people say about us.
Yeah.
So I see this on the television. People say when I read these things out that they say you make them up. But it says here, I'm watching this overseas news. It said, erectile dysfunction may help lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So if you can't get it up, that would be a panacea, they're saying, to stave off Alzheimer's disease. What the reason me ringing it out is, reading it out is, of all the financial waste of money that people and governments designate money to, who would be possibly interested? Who would study that? And what is the point of that? That is just.
So just run that by me again.
Snouts in the trough.
Might be really essential for somebody. So, yes, please read it again.
Erectile dysfunction may help lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, stop there. Right, so I get that concept. So the good question is, if you have that amount of erectile dysfunction, would you want to forget about it or not?
Well,
I just want to sign up for a researcher.
Very good questions and comments. But who would designate, what government or agency would designate money to that? If you can't get can't remember.
I haven't heard that expression for a long time.
The next one was, because it was related, I can show you it on the television.
Uh-huh.
Alzheimer's disease is exacerbated. Alzheimer's disease is exacerbated by picking your nose. Now, I know it says if you pick your nose, that brings on quicker the onset of Alzheimer's disease.
So what are they sitting there watching people 24/7 for 30 years or something?
There's been a study done on it. Now, I used to read this stuff out to Don and Mick Sheehan when he was here, and they used to say, you make this up. I don't make it up at all. I can show you where
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I can show you the news. In fact, I'll get it up on my phone. I can show you the headline that was on news.
Well, if you can get it up, darling, then you won't have Alzheimer's.
How much money do you think someone would say, in our budget, we'll set aside $1.5 million to discuss if you pick your nose, you've got Alzheimer's disease, or if you can't get it up, you will... That's where our money goes, is wasted, or do you think that is a reasonable thing to study?
I want to know why they are doing that. What were they setting out to discover?
You ever wondered when you're driving and you pull up next to you or you look in the rear vision mirror and you've got someone just going for it and picking their nose?
You go,
and
did you pick a winner?
Yeah, exactly. And then you wait for it to see if they put it in their mouth.
They invariably they put it in their mouth to get the booger off their nail.
And they get the nail of their teeth.
Seeing as it's come from your hooter, which is just about an inch away from your mouth, you might as well eat it.
So what does that really do for you? So
there you go. Rather reach for a mint.
Tell me this.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Give us your opinion of what category these people fit into. Right. So Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be Bruce. He won a gold medal for the pentathlon or the decathlon one of the Olympics.
Yep.
He's now changed himself into a woman. He's called Caitlyn.
Yes. Is he related to a Kardashian?
Yes. He's the father.
Oh, he's the father.
Okay,
good. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
That's similar to when I didn't know that. Yeah, it's similar to when we were interviewing Pauline Hanson. You said, this is after we finished interviewing her, you said, who is the brother of Pauline Hanson? I said, no. He said, Fatty Vorton, you said.
Yeah, Paul Vorton.
I didn't know that. Well, so I didn't know Caitlyn Jenner is the father of the Kardashians, is he?
I don't know.
The Kardashians... was the mother there? Yeah, so the mother of the Kardashians was married to Bruce Jenner at the time, and then they had two kids, which is off the top of your head, you're going to put me on the spot here. Which are absolutely one's a billionaire, the youngest one,
Khloe.
It's Khloe Kardashian, isn't she? Kris Jenner is the mother's name, was married to Bruce Jenner, but Kris Jenner was married to Mr. Kardashian, the lawyer, and so they had three kids for the. From the Kardashians, and then they had two kids with Jenner.
Caitlyn, yes,
who used to be Bruce, is a trans woman, isn't he?
She. Yes.
And Caitlyn, is going out with Sophia Hutchins, who is a woman, biological woman.
Yes.
What does that make that relationship? Is he... Would he be? Would he?
She.
Would Caitlyn, who I presume still has a penis, or has he had that cut off?
Well, we don't know, and it's none of our business. So,
but for the sake of the discussion, he would tell you if.
So, declaration of interest here. I have a trans son.
No, but just a minute.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. So if Caitlyn Jenner still has a penis, would he be? And he's going out with Sophie Hutchins, who is a biological woman.
Yes,
he'd be just
heterosexual.
He'd be just having a heterosexual relationship with her. That's my point.
It's very difficult.
That doesn't matter, but it's interesting.
It is.
What would you call Caitlyn Jenner?
It's incredible, Caitlyn.
No, but what gender would he?
She's
fit
a
into?
Woman.
She's a woman who is. Actually having sexual relations with a biological woman by fucking her, like having with his penis.
I don't know. I don't know biologically.
I'm just interested to know what you would call him.
Happening.
Are they having a heterosexual relationship in that case?
They are having a loving relationship. And that's all that counts.
And you have a trans son.
I do.
Why didn't you tell us that earlier? We could have spoken about that. I'm really interested in that. And so is he is changed to a she?
No. So I have a trans son. So I gave birth to a daughter.
Oh, and the daughter's turned herself into a And that's a bit different because you can't have anything removed, can you? You can only have it added.
So he is incredibly happy.
Good.
And the happiest I've ever seen him.
And that's fantastic.
He's a young man. He's 20 years old and really just super.
And he's now signals as a woman. No, have I got that wrong?
No.
He's a man.
He signals as a man. He was a biological woman.
If you saw him walking down the street, you'd say, there's a good-looking fella.
Yeah, he was a biological female and he's transitioned.
It was her daughter and now it's her son.
It's a bit different from the other way around, isn't it, what I'm talking about, Caitlin?
Biologically... Yes, it's different.
Can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer it.
And I may not know the answer because I'm certainly not the fond of all knowledge on this.
You do have to answer it. I don't know what the question is.
Sport. Does he play sport?
No. He's like me. He's built for comfort, not for speed. Right.
But Heidi, that is different as well because I don't care what I'm called and branded. I think it is ridiculous that biological men can transition into being women and play women's sport, but this is completely the opposite. It wouldn't matter if your former daughter, who is now
signaling as a son,
wanted to play male sport, go for your life.
Oh, you're going to laugh because he used to actually compete when he was a girl. So he used to compete in the school sports, a co-ed school, and he used to outrun the boys and as a girl.
That's not hard to do.
But a biological girl. A biological... So that's right. So there's no argument about having DNA and testosterone. He was formerly a woman, and so there's no problem with that because you were biologically a woman to start with. But it's the other way around that is really annoying and so selfish and so arrogant of men to think they can pretend they're women and play women's sport.
I think competitive sport.
Competitive sport for
prizes. Yeah, but I think that also is to do with, and again, I'm not an expert on this in any way, shape or form, but I think it depends on when the child... if they're a child when this is happening, because some are born, you know, being, if you like, both genders. And it's a very fluid thing. We used to just think of it as black and white, but as somebody explained it to me, you know, you might have blonde hair, but what shade of blonde do you have? You know, or you might have...
I
was going to say brown hair, but you might have grey hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much brown or grey it is.
Does your son now wish to...
He has a girlfriend.
Hang on. Does he wish to one day be able to shave and grow a beard?
Oh, he does all of that now.
So he's in order to do that, he must have... He takes testosterone. Yes, in order for that to be.
That's part of the process.
But he can't go the whole way and become a proper male with.
So has he removed his breasts?
Not yet. That might be further down the track. But
he can't add anything to him.
I believe they can, but I believe it's not very successful. So. And look, you know, we're still fairly new to this journey. We're only a few years in.
Fantastic
so
journey.
I'm learning.
And once again, you don't have to answer this. If they're in, it's a female, obviously female genitalia, and he's got a girlfriend.
Yes.
Then.
Oh, don't ask. I don't want to know.
No, not what they do. What they do in their bedroom is their problem. That's not my problem. Is it then a lesbian relationship?
No. He's a man.
Yeah, no, but that's what I was getting at with Bruce Jenner. Caitlin
I know
Jenner,
what you're getting at.
And I know he's a use. I know you say
it's
he's
the right
a man,
technology
but he's,
yeah, wording terminology.
So, down the track, if he can find a way where he can have a penis attached to him, could he tell me who did it? Because mine has ceased to work 10 years ago. I might join
Well, that's okay, because you're not going to get Alzheimer's.
I might join him. We might get a group discount. If he could sew one on you and you could sew another one onto me, it'd be good. I can get the fucker to work.
Get a pump.
I think we should probably move on to another topic.
Before we read out some of the comments that people make, I don't know if this is real or not, but this was on the rumor file on.
No, it's not real. It's not true.
It's not true.
No. But thinking about testosterone,
I won't say what the rumor file was.
Because it's not true.
I see. All right.
the enhanced games. Have you heard of enhanced games?
Yes. The Ripper.
I know. It's happening this November, I think, this year.
Yep. Go out and take as many drugs as you want.
Yes. It's obviously not drug tested. So, but they're not going to have sports that are team sports. They're only individual sports. So, they're taking out ball sports. So it's only strength, power, and agility.
Swimming.
So it's it's basically a strength based performance.
Why no team sports? Because reels in other ones to get on the gear.
Yeah, if you want to take testosterone,
peer
then it's up
group
to you.
Pressure to think you've got to take.
Come on, Sam, pull your weight. Here's take another.
That's right.
Bile another or pill. Something. Whatever. Yeah, you do.
And it was actually invented by an Australian.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how that takes off and whether that really, really takes off or it just dissipates.
I don't like what that stuff does to your body. Not in those sort of doses.
I don't agree with it. The only issue that I have is as long as you had a decision, and that's the young kids of today. If you're doing it for sport, that's not the right thing to do, but that's your choice. Yeah. But just to look good on the beach, the kids, they don't know how to use it. They're getting black market stuff. So basically get someone like a doctor overseeing you.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, because obviously the damage that it can do, and you look at the fertility rate now, the men or the women, but is it because they've taken other substances or products in the past that is actually occurring to this? So,
oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Now, that would be an interesting research study.
It would be.
You don't have to tell me his name, but did your son change his name to a male name?
He did.
Was it similar to his...
No.
No, he just changed it. And
just changed
and
it.
And has legally changed it?
Yeah.
So it's not like Sam to Samantha. Yes. It would be like Sam to Joe.
Yeah.
It's funny you should say that because his name is Sam.
Oh, the poor boy.
doesn't matter what it was.
There you go.
Victoria. No, it doesn't matter. Don't tell us what his name is. You might want to tell.
He's just a beautiful young man who adores his mother.
I sure
but
he
he's
is.
As blokey and there's that much ink and, oh, my Lord.
Has he got some ink?
Oh, he's got lots of ink.
What about his dear old... Oh, what about Mr. Victoria or Mr. Australia or Mr. Universe? What about his dad?
In Colombia.
Is he in Colombia?
He was last time I looked.
did he give his a stamp of imprimatur on the change or doesn't he know?
I brought my child up as a single mum.
Good.
And yes.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, these are what people...
Tell us what people have been saying.
So unfortunately,
can't wait to see what they say next week.
I was just going to preempt that. I said, listen in next week. Honestly, 99% of them are... aren't they? We go through them. They're fantastic. They think it's good. But we're not encouraging people to slag us because we'll be on to you. And if you just want your name read out, just say we'll read your name out without having to slag us. But so Trishel. Trishel, number
male
one.
Or female?
I don't know. Trishel.
Oh, yeah.
This was after Warwick Kappa. She thinks that Warwick and I have played one too many games of football, which would make it one more game than you've ever played, Trishel. I don't know what that means. If you think we've been belted around the head too much, so that's just a generically stupid comment. Because we're living in a world, if you didn't know this. Heidi, we're living in a world where the intelligent are being silenced so that stupid people won't feel offended. And Trishel would be one of those people. Mick Cunio. Cunio? He says, the Wiz has definitely swallowed an elephant. He's a big man, the Wiz.
He was, isn't he?
And he said, He's had surgery. He's had chest implants. Hasn't he had his stomach?
Yeah, he's got abdominal implants.
Yeah, he wanted a six pack implanted into his torso. This is Warwick Capper.
I've seen. Remember, there was somebody else, and he was on. Was it Survivor or one of those things? No, not Survivor. Celebrity. You know, get me out of
apprentice,
here.
Apprentice. No, that was the Apprentice.
Was it the Apprentice?
Yeah, the Apprentice
with Darren Lyons. Yeah. Yes, who had some chiselling done.
But inserting a six pack into your stomach.
I've already got a keg. What do I want a six pack for?
MichaelChristianMenswear.com. This is Mick who makes the hats. You cannot be serious hats.
Yes. We're
sold out of them. We can't get enough of them. The poor little slaves who build them over in Germany, in China, you know, and the sweatshops just can't keep up with them.
That was a Joe Biden mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Joe, that's right. It was Joe. So, Mick, we've still got the hats. You cannot be serious. You can get them from Michael Christian Menswear. But he said when we were interviewing Pauline Hanson, and she said that she owned a fish and chip shop, Mick said, you should have told her about the fish and chip joke. He said, because it must be 4 weeks since you last told it. and I should have. I'm going to tell it again, Heidi, just for your benefit.
Thank you.
This bloke walked. I should have told this to Pauline Hanson because she said she was starting a fish and chip truck.
Yeah. I'll be up in Canberra tomorrow, so if I run into her, I'll tell her your joke and I'll say this comes from Sam.
And she's going to start, we broke the news, she's buying a fish and chip truck and she's going to go round and give free fish and chips to the homeless.
To begin with, as she said.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Good promo.
What are you going tomorrow for to Canberra?
Going up to visit some pollies.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I do a lot of work with the Stroke Foundation.
Oh, good.
And so we want some more money to be able to educate people about the signs of stroke.
So when you see Pauline or Senator Hanson,
yes.
You say to her that Sam was going to tell you this joke. He said this bloke walked into a fish and chip shop and he got it there and he presented it and he walked up and the bloke behind the counter said, do you want some salt on the fish and chips? And the bloke said, yeah, I want some salt. So he put his hand in his left-hand pocket and brought out some handful of salt and sprinkled it. He said, do you want pepper on it? And he said, yeah, I'll have some pepper. So he put his hand in his right-hand pocket and sprinkled on it. And the bloke behind him said, for Christ's sake, don't ask him, does he want vinegar?
Oh, so, yuck!
So Mick,
I may or may not visit a Senator Hanson with that.
Where's Bell? Wesley Ding Bell dong. Says he feels sad that Sam has to search so much for attention. He thinks I'm an attention seeker. And old Dinger, where's Bell? So Dinger had a picture of himself on there. And he looked like he'd been hit in the head with a bag full of threepences. So Dinger, I reckon, judging by the look of you and the missus that you put up, I don't reckon you've rung the bell for about a decade. So don't worry about me seeking attention. Then there was Anthony Fu. Anthony is one of those sort of cowards, really, that he likes to comment, but he doesn't put a picture of who he is, or it's probably obviously a bogus name, but he'll know who he is. He said, by the look of the old fella, he has soiled himself. That's me. By the look of me, it looks like I've soiled myself. So good on you, Anthony.
Right.
That's good.
Okay.
And Marcus Ford, I did realize, he said, when you're interviewing people, how about you research them so you can actually ask some questions that are accurate? I'll take that on. And Sal, S-A-L, cum.
That's it. C-U-M.
No, not C-U-M, K-U-M. He's not cum. You got that on your brain.
I can only wish.
Sal.
Moving right along.
Yes. Sal, probably his name is Kum, but he's got cum. And he comes from Dandenong. And I reckon he's Ceylonese. Oh, well, that's Sri Lankan now. He's from the over there.
He's from Dandenong,
yeah.
He's from Dandenong, that's right. But he's obviously come from somewhere. because he said, have a listen to how illogical this statement is. He says, does anyone actually watch this dribble? This is us, you know, doing these things because we do a little promo. Does anybody actually watch this dribble? Well, did it occur to you, Sal, that you've actually watched it? Because you've not only watched it, you've commented on it. You fucking imbecile. But, of course, I suppose if you're from Dandenong, greatest oxymoron is that they built a cultural centre down in Dandenong. That is an oxymoron. All right, well, that's about it. So, Heidi, what Sam. Do you reckon? We're looking for... We have Greg Evans coming in every other, about once a month. And would you like to, I don't know, if you can reflect on how this went.
I think I'll reflect. Yeah,
yeah, you reflect, yeah. You get a belting and you'll say, what the hell did you come on this thing for? You reflect on what you think. But we do really appreciate you coming in and being part of it.
I've had a lot of fun.
And Ivan, as always, you've contributed nothing. so you've had some very good... It was enjoyable. So thank you very much. And we're going to do a promo. And Mr. Cum can say, who watches this dribble? Because we'll do a bit of dribbling up here in front of the sign just to promote what we've done today. So
excellent.
There we are.
Excellent.
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.